Why is the current Uber rideshare testing so important? By Robin Wallen. Since May 8, 2017, the National Federation of the Blind has been looking for testers to make sure that Uber is following the settlement reached with NFB in regards to guide dogs and the rights of their owners to have equal access to ride-sharing vehicles. To that end, testing is going to be done for the next 3 years with an option for an extension should it be necessary. As some of you know, Sheila Wright, our president, asked me if I would be our contact person for the national office to help with this project. I agreed almost immediately because I am a very strong advocate for transportation and a strong advocate for ride-sharing options in general. I know that the relationship with ride shares and dog owners has not been an easy one, and I know of more than one horror story from the past. In fact, I was with friends one day and experienced the discrimination firsthand, so I knew it was real. That being said, I also knew that all of us, whether we were cane users or dog users, should have the option of being able to use the most spontaneous transportation option we have ever had at our disposal. I longed for a way to make this relationship better, and I truly wanted all my blind brothers and sisters to have the same access to something so freeing that I had. Uber was a game changer for myself and Mark. In the past year and a half that Uber has been here, between Mark and myself, we have taken over 600 rides in St. Louis alone. This does not even begin to count the 6 other cities and 5 other states we have ridden in. In that time, we have seen good drivers and bad drivers, but overall our experiences have been positive. There have been times that we have had to use 6 to 8 Ubers in one day to accomplish things that before might have been impossible to get done any other way. Sometimes buses take too long, taxicabs might not show up, and you cannot plan trips 3 days in advance to use paratransit. Sometimes you just need a car in your driveway, and this is what ride-sharing has given us. I know that it can solve a lot of problems for a lot of people. Unfortunately, at first, Uber and Lyft did not fully understand their obligation under the law to transport service animals and tried to say they were a technology company rather than a taxi service. Thanks to many people, they finally began to understand that they are required by federal law to accept service animals into any vehicle for hire. NFB worked very hard with Uber and Lyft to make sure they fully understood their obligation to those with service dogs and that they hold each driver responsible for any denials. Slowly but surely, things began to change. Since the settlement with the National Federation of the Blind, Uber has worked diligently to change their way of thinking and to educate drivers on their responsibilities in regards to service dogs. Part of that settlement included the 3-year testing period in which Uber is paying the National Federation of the Blind to run a testing program to ensure the needs of all dog users are being met. That testing program is where each of us comes in. If we want to hold rideshare companies accountable, then each and every one of us has an obligation to participate in the testing. I'm not just talking about dog owners, but I'm also speaking to anyone who rides with someone with a service animal. I am also not just talking about NFB members, but all of our friends and relatives who may not be Federationists but have still experienced discrimination when trying to use ride shares. If we want to make sure these companies follow the law, then we have to be the eyes and ears that help to ensure that change has happened. In the past year, I have heard many horror stories, but I have also heard people who have never even tried Uber say that they will not use them because they won't accept guide dogs. Well, while I understand their point, it is important to remember that by not using them, we are giving them exactly what they want. We are not advocating for change, but letting these services off the hook. We have to be willing to be inconvenienced from time to time in order to make change happen. Discrimination does not stop unless people are willing to step up to the plate and help stop it from happening. We have to stand up for our rights and be willing to be front and center in an effort to invoke change. We have to look back and realize this is not just a ride-sharing issue, because there were issues with service dogs and taxicabs way before these companies came about. The funny thing is that back in those days, taxicabs might be your only option, so no one ever said they would not use them because they did not accept service dogs. We would fight, argue, and sometimes sue, but people kept on taking their service animals in taxicabs. No one just walked away. We stayed and we fought, and over time, things got a little better. But even today, taxi drivers still refuse service animals. So, I have to ask you, how is this any different? The only difference is now with ride shares we still have other options, but if we always take those other options, nothing will change. So now is the time to step up and be a part of the solution. NFB needs you to be a tester. It only takes a few minutes of your time to fill out the testing survey, and it will make a difference. Be a pioneer in the movement to make ride shares accessible for all. Don't depend on other people to fight the battle. Get out there and fight for yourself and everyone else who uses a service dog. So please, get involved. Get your friends and family involved, and together we can make sure no one has ever refused service by ride-sharing service again. If you have questions, feel free to email me at robinwallen@juno.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N-W-A-L-L-E-N @juno.com. And in the subject line, please put question on Uber testing.